Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend. Oh, I want to get away.
It's 53 after the hour and time for us to travel. Wait for it, Richie. There it is. Okay. Dave Savona is the executive editor of Cigar Aficionado.
Yes, that's right.
How do you pronounce
Aficionado.
That?
Aficionado.
That too. Okay. I can't be responsible for the way I pronounce things this week. I'll use that as an excuse.
Yeah, go ahead.
Anyway, he's been to Cuba, and we all know how Cuba and cigars are connected, but how is Cuba connected to us now, and when can we fly there? We'll talk about traveling to Cuba with somebody who's had a lot of experience doing that in a moment here on Good Day.
Think Green.
Harrison with you. The University of California, San Diego, has released a study in which they say they found the cause of cancer and a way to actually ward it off. Reporting online in the current annals of epidemiology, they point to a volume of research that suggests cancer develops when cells lose the ability to stick together in a normal way. The key factor? Something so simple, in fact. Lack of vitamin D, they've found. The lack of vitamin D causes cells to basically miscommunicate with each other, allowing them to grow in an uncontrolled manner. Looks like vitamin D allows cells to reestablish healthy communication, ending cancerous growths, even halting cancer before it can get started. Bottom line, healthy levels of vitamin D have been found to slash the risk of numerous cancers by 77%.
Think Green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.
All right, so the president is shaking hands with the leader of Cuba, John Kerry, over to try to normalize relations. It seems that things are speeding up in terms of interest. I certainly am eager to go to Cuba and do a broadcast. Here's Dave Savona joining us, executive editor of Cigar Aficionado. How'd I do, Dave? All right, that was better that time, probably.
You did great, thank you.
All right, so you've been to Cuba how many times?
I've been about a dozen times.
Yeah, and what is it, the obvious Cuban cigar connection, or is there something else going on? You bring people there to visit and go to the plants where the cigars are made? What do you do with people when you bring them to Cuba?
Well, I don't really bring people to Cuba. I go to Cuba to bring my readers there virtually. So I've been going to Cuba since my first trip was in 1996. And as you said before, you can't think of Cuba without thinking about cigars. They go hand in hand.
Right.
So as a representative of Cigar Aficionado magazine, we've been covering Cuba for the entire history of the book. So we go there to get closer to Cuba, to see what's going on there, and to kind of experience it for our readers.
So
and
now go ahead. I'm sorry.
As with all these recent changes, we're trying to show the ways you can get there and what you can do when you do get there.
So you've gone through, what, Montreal, Toronto to get down there? Is that how you've gone?
Oh, the first trip a long time ago, yeah, I went through Mexico. As a journalist, I've always been allowed to go. Oh. Journalists are okay with going. But now it's a lot easier to get there. It's just direct flights from the U.S.
So Miami would be American. Delta, I just saw, is going to start flying from Atlanta, I think, or Orlando. This is going to quickly ramp up. Do you figure a lot of people want to get there and figure out what's going on to see if they can invest? I mean, there's going to be a heck of a lot of great investment opportunities there.
The interest is certainly very high right now. I mean, the flights are full. The hotels have been full. There's more interest in Cuba than ever before. It's a very exciting time to think about Cuba and to get down there.
What's happened, though, since the Castros took over to the infrastructure, hotels, restaurants, things that Cuba was known for under Batista?
Well, it's changed quite a bit. When I first went there back in 96, the restaurant scene was rather abysmal. And the hotel scene was rather grim, too. You would go to a restaurant. They were all owned by the state back then. And you couldn't get a good meal. And it was a pretty sad experience. They've changed that. In past years, they've opened a private enterprise system called Calabars, where people are allowed to open their own restaurants and actually have a bit of capitalism in Cuba. Yeah. And that's where you really get exciting dining right now. Our new issue, which is a June issue coming out in a week on newsstands, we've got 26 very exciting restaurants, most of them privately owned. And you can really get a fine meal in Cuba now, which really wasn't the case before.
What about enough room in the Cuban hotels? Because you know as well as I do, people are going to just flood the place.
Yeah, that's an issue. The rooms, as I said, are full, have been full during key times. And they just don't have enough great rooms if there's this big influx of tourists. there's the thing about Cuban hotels right now is you want new and you want refurbished. Yeah. You can stay in a great hotel if you know the right one, but you can really get a lousy experience if you go to something that hasn't been touched in a long time. There's certainly hotels to avoid in Havana right now.
Yeah. All right. So you can book online. Would you say people, it's the same as traveling anywhere else now, isn't it, pretty much?
It's not quite at that level yet. It's not quite open travel. There's still loops to go through. Travel isn't legal yet for the average American. There are ways to get there on people-to-people visits legally, but it's not just...
Got to work at it. Dave Savona from Cigar Aficionado Magazine. America.